new year and a new season of the Kern OC. From freshmen to seniors, we'll introduce you to an event aimed at helping new students feel connected here at OCHS.
Plus, highlights from the field and senior night.
These stories and more, it all starts now on the Kern OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Kern OC.
Hello, and welcome to the Kern OC. I'm Elijah Watson.
And I'm Kira Riley. It's great to be here co-anchoring an all-new season.
Indeed it is. So let's get right into it, because we have a big show for you all today. We start with a look at Freshman Field Day, an event the freshman class participate in every year, where upperclassmen hold games and other fun activities to welcome a newest class to OCHS. Gwen O'Hara takes you there with this report.
Hey, a huge part of freshman year is maneuvering through a new school, new class, and new classmates. Hopefully today will be a good start to get them through the year. How's freshman field day been so far for you guys?
Pretty windy. Very windy. Super windy.
Good. A lot of them are putting in a lot of effort and having fun.
They've been doing very well and treating Colin very nicely.
And what is your favorite activity and part of today?
I really liked the shuffleboard thing where we had to sit on the planks and walk.
I really like the volleyball and spike ball.
Freshmen are showing some promise. The future looks great. I'm excited to see what they can do in the next 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, OCHS hosted another annual event, the College Fair. The College Fair gives students from any grade level an opportunity to meet with people from over 50 colleges across the country. There, they got to ask important questions. And just in case you didn't make it, Kaylin Brown has some more of what you missed, featuring some general information from a couple of select colleges.
Welcome to Ocean City High School's College Fair. This fair is for anyone who is interested in applying for a university or college of their dreams.
This year, over 50 colleges and universities joined us at OC.
We talked to some college reps to find out what their colleges have to offer. What are the dorms like?
Our dorms are absolutely gorgeous. You have your choice of four different style dormitory buildings, and bonus, all resident students can bring a car and keep it there the entire time you're on campus, and there's no extra charge for anything.
We have four dorms available for students. Our freshman dorms are the general doubles, but then as you move up as an upperclassman, you can get singles, suites, and different varieties.
What are the required SAT and ACT scores?
Well, right now, SATs and ACTs are optional. But if you do have strong SAT or ACT scores, by all means, send them to us because it can boost your chances for an academic scholarship.
And what are the tuition fees like?
Our tuition and fees, because we're private, are $50,000 a year. That's for your tuition, your room, your food, and your meals.
The tuition is scary high. It's $46,000, but we have huge merit scholarships, so every student gets between $21,000 and $25,000 a year. So really, it's about half that price.
We have over 70 majors, and we are divided into five colleges. We have a lot of architecture, a lot of game design, graphic design, interior design. We have a full range of liberal arts majors, biology, chemistry.
We have big education, big business department. The humanities are really strong.
Lastly, what sports do you have?
We have NAIA Athletics, which is basically Division II.
We have 11 sports. We have your traditional field sports, soccer, field hockey, lacrosse, and we also have women's wrestling, which is new.
This is Caitlin Barron reporting from the Kern OC.
What a fun little event.
What colleges are you thinking of going to, Eli?
Oh, me? I'm thinking going to the University of Hamptonshire for basket weaving.
Oh, well, if you're looking to get more involved with activities like that, you should have checked out the club carnival instead.
Sounds festive. Tell me more.
Gladly. The club carnival is a chance for students and faculty to advise and highlight their clubs. This year's club carnival was a whirlwind of excitement, laughter, and unforgettable moments. It's a good time and a great chance to get out there and meet some wonderful people while signing up to join some fun clubs. Do you want to become a nurse? You can join the future healthcare professionals. Would you rather just play around? Game clubs might be for you. Whether you're interested in math, science, or even something like photography, OC has something to offer. Looking back, we'd like to thank the students and faculty who could make this event work.
We're kicking things off with football. OC is coming off a big win over St. Joe's on Friday. Duke Gunther led the way, rushing for 3 touchdowns in the Red Raiders' 42-7 victory. With 6 games down and only 2 to go in the regular season, OC is hoping to improve as the playoffs approach. Despite having just 2 wins, the Red Raiders have played one of the toughest schedules in South Jersey. The current OC's Ryan Baldwin caught up with seniors Nick Layton and Justin Gooden to get their thoughts on the season.
What's been the mindset of the team going through this tough stretch of the schedule?
Overall, just overcoming obstacles. I mean, we're going through injuries. We've got a tough schedule. I mean, we're just doing our best, and hopefully at the end of the season we'll make the playoffs and have a good postseason.
They just be telling us, you know, keep your head up, you know, keep working hard. You know, we get better every single day. And just, you know, come out here, fight, keep working hard.
Football-wise, what do you miss enjoying about your senior year?
I was just being out with the guys, you know, it's fun. In my last year, you know, I'm never going to be able to do this again. So I just, you know, besides our record, you know, but I just love being out here with the guys.
What would football games be like without our band and cheerleaders? Recently, Cary Stadium was the site for a special senior night celebration. Our senior band members, cheerleaders, and football players will all recognize for their dedication and contributions to OC. The current OC's Gianna Repa has the story.
Last Friday, Ocean City High School football cheer team and band had their annual senior night at Cary Stadium. Although the weather was not ideal, Ocean City seniors still enjoyed their senior night, and the student section was pinked out. Students and parents came to support the seniors in their game against Winslow. The football team includes 13 seniors, the band has 10 seniors, and the cheer team has 7 seniors. How we even came to support our seniors. We here at the current OC caught up with seniors on their experience at OCHS.
How long have I been playing? I've been playing since freshman year for OCHS, but I've been playing football my whole life since like kindergarten.
I've been cheering for all 4 years. I've also been cheering for all 4 years. I've also been cheering for all 4 years.
I've been cheering for 4 years.
This is my 4th year.
This is also my 4th year.
I've been playing for 2 years.
I love football, you know, it's a team bonding thing. All my teammates are great, you know. Every day at practice we get after, and it just builds, you know, a different type of relationship with our boys.
I really love cheerleading, it's really fun. I love cheerleading, it's my favorite sport. I think cheerleading is a great experience, and I couldn't imagine my life without it.
It's super fun.
Love it.
I love it. I mean, yeah. I became drum major for a reason.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Hopefully go to college for it.
My favorite part about playing football is being with my friends. You know, we're out here battling every day, and on Friday nights it's fun playing under the lights, and yeah, that's it.
My favorite part about cheerleading is stunts and the team bonding we do. My favorite part about cheerleading is probably tumbling. My favorite part of cheerleading is tumbling and stunts.
My favorite part is band dances.
I think that the community and the family aspect of it, we all love each other a lot. So.
Yeah, it's a big family.
Yeah. I like the friendships and brotherhood that you bond with all your teammates. Makes it fun.
Despite the rainy weather, the Red Raiders still played and cheered their best. This has been Gianna Ripa reporting for the current OC.
If you haven't heard, it's Red October. No, not for the Red Raiders. We're talking about the Phillies. The Phillies are back in the playoffs looking to bring home a World Series title. Behind stars like Bryce Harper and Trey Turner, the Phillies want to avenge last season's heartbreaking World Series loss to the Astros. With so many fans in the hallways, we sent a crew around the school to find out if Red October will end with the Phillies World Series title.
How far do you think the Phillies are going to make it?
All the way.
Let's go.
Yeah.
How far do you think the Phillies are going to make it in the playoffs?
Semifinals. World Series.
All the way.
Let's go.
I think they're going to make it pretty far.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Not very far.
In fact, this is the last series they will play, and they'll probably be demoted to the minor leagues next year.
That's Look at Sports. Back to you guys.
Two theater kids here. Not a lot to say about sports. Ain't that right, Kira?
I cannot agree more, Eli. But what we do have a lot to say about is the weather.
I don't know if any of you guys have noticed, but we've been getting a lot of rain consistently, and I'm just hoping for a break this week.
Returning for the weather is Jakub Klimczak.
So tell us, Kuba, what kind of weather do we have outside right now?
Well, right now it should be fine, but it's not going to be good. Make sure you prepare because it's going to hit us, and it's going to hit us really hard. As you can see here, there is a rainstorm going to come in, though it is quite mild outside. Only 58 degrees, the fall weather, it is coming, or if we're in those people that call it autumn, you know, whatever floats your boat. Going to our regional temperatures, we can still see 50s all across the board here, with some highs, some low 60s even. So it's not entirely autumn yet, you know, but it is, you know. Start bringing your sweatshirt, start getting some sweatpants, dress nice and comfy. At our tides here, we're going to have low tide around 4 p.m. That's just after school, so surf team, make sure you keep that in mind. And if we go to our 7-day forecast, we can see on Wednesday it's going to rain, on Thursday it's going to be sunny, but hey, it's going to rain all over the weekend. Ain't that sweet? It isn't. On Monday, there's going to be broken clouds. That's funny, because Monday always makes me feel broken.
Yeah, real tough to hear about that weather. But say, Kuba, how'd you spend this past homecoming weekend?
Alone.
Oh, it's real tough. But to end our first episode, it's time for our first Fast Five interview.
What's a Fast Five interview?
I'm so glad you asked, Kira. Fast Five is a fun little segment where we quickly interview teachers and other staff members. Last year, we said goodbye to our band teacher with a Fast Five interview, so it only makes sense we welcome our new one with yet another Fast Five interview. So welcome, Mr. Martin.
What has it been like adjusting to OC?
It's actually been really great. Everyone's been super welcoming, and all the students have been really nice as well.
Where did you work before coming to OCHS?
I taught for 12 years in Atlantic City Public Schools.
Have you found a least favorite student yet?
Not yet, but I will keep you posted.
Do you have a hidden talent?
I do. I can wiggle my ears.
What kind of music do you like?
I like alternative and rock.
This has been Vincent Perano reporting for the Current OC.
Well, that'll do it for us on this first edition of the Current OC for the 2023 to 2024 academic year.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting oc-tv.org.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching.